Congress and the Department of Agriculture are spending more than $1.28 billion annually to subsidize the crops that are used as additives in manufacturing cookies, candies, soda, and other highly popular junk food. Many would argue this food is among some of the primary contributors to childhood obesity. The report comparison of apples to Twinkies is being highlighted by the fact that they contain ingredients made with highly subsidized processed ingredients, including corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, cornstarch, and vegetable shortening. Of the $277 billion spent on farm subsidy programs since 1995, about $81.7 billion went to subsidize corn and $26.3 billion went for soybeans. Within the same amount of time, the government has provided only $637 million for apples or vegetables. Jen Kim is the state director for NJPIRG and gave some highlights of the report.
We found that $18.2 billion have gone to taxpayer subsidies for junk food, so things that make things like high fructose corn syrup and other food additives, which is enough to buy 2.9 billion Twinkies every year, or 21 Twinkies for every single American taxpayer. In contrast, only $637 million have gone to subsidies for apples in that same time period. And apples are actually really the only fresh fruit or vegetable that gets any kind of significant taxpayer subsidy. So if you compare that to the 21 Twinkies per American taxpayer, that roughly works out to half of one apple per taxpayer.
Childhood obesity rates have more than tripled in the past 30 years, contributing about $150 billion a year to the overall cost of U.S. health care. Almost 1 in 5 children aged 6 to 11 are seriously overweight, making them highly vulnerable to heart disease, diabetes, and other serious illnesses.
The specific thing that we're focused on are any kind of wasteful subsidies that go to junk food ingredients that are mostly just propping up really profitable companies, not the kind of mom-and-pop farm that people might think of, but actually these big, established, giant agribusiness companies that don't really need the subsidies.
Ms. Kim says the biggest way to affect change is to get rid of these subsidies.
The people that decide where our taxpayer dollars go to are the people that are, you know, elected to office, so that's where, you know, the average New Jerseyan should start, is with their representative. These subsidies are so large and these products are so prevalent. Most of the things you pick up in the supermarket, you turn it over and you'll see one of these ingredients on the back. So it's kind of just everywhere right now. And while it's good, again, to support your local businesses, I think the only way that we're really going to see real change happen, real big change happen, is if we get rid of these subsidies.
Mara Gittleman is the farm coordinator at Kingsborough Community College in Brooklyn. It is the first farm of its kind at an urban community college across the United States. She talked about where real advocacy can begin for average citizens.
I think a lot of average people are currently advocating for a better farm bill, since most of these subsidies are issued through the farm bill. I think that's one place for real advocacy, is trying to change it and put our subsidies somewhere better. Currently, we're only subsidizing things like corn and soy, whereas vegetables are considered a specialty crop. That's actually the term that's used for them, a specialty crop. I think we should switch that and make healthy things a lot more affordable by doing so.
Ms. Gittleman says the use of these subsidies affects our youngest citizens in a significant way.
These subsidies skew the market so that unhealthy foods are way cheaper than unprocessed foods. And when you think about it, it doesn't really make sense, right? Because processed foods go through so many different hands. It goes through so many different processes. You would think it would be more expensive, but it's just not. It's way cheaper. So one, just the influx of lots of cheap food that happens to be unhealthy, but also all those subsidies and supporting these companies that make this food gives them tons of money with which to do advertising. And so I think it's coupled also with a bombardment of junk food advertising to youth especially and kids. Puts them at an advantage compared to small local farmers who don't necessarily have the same resources to do things like marketing.
Ms. Gittleman talked about the efforts being made to integrate the farm and make farming a more familiar way of life with students and young people.
Incorporating the farm into different programs across the college lets people know that food is a big issue no matter what you're studying, whether it's public health, government, personal health, policy, economics, math. they all use the farm, you know, biology. They're using our compost in their labs to see what soil life is like. A lot of departments are starting to use the farm, and I think just connecting curriculum to the real world in a super hands-on way is going to be really important. And we'll also hopefully get more people involved in food advocacy, no matter what career they're entering or what goal they have in mind.
To view the U.S. PIRG Education Fund report, visit PIRG.org. Again, that's PIRG.org. For WBAI's Evening News, I am Desi K. Robinson reporting.